Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. Trump and Putin. From love to hate is just one step. News. Putin has threatened Trump with a quote-unquote breakdown of relations if Ukraine receives Tomahawk missiles from the United States. Comment. In the past 2 weeks, we have witnessed a series of news reports indicating a shift in the current U.S. administration's policy toward Russia and its invasion of Ukraine. On September 23rd, Trump suddenly declared, quote, I believe that Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is capable of fighting and winning, restoring all of Ukraine to its original borders, end quote. On the same day, he also said, quote, Ukraine can not only regain all its territories, but even go further, end quote. Quote, Russia doesn't look that impressive. For them, this was supposed to be quick. It seems the war is far from over, end quote. On September 26th, he stated, quote, the Russian economy is going to hell. They are bombing everything in sight and capturing very little territory, if any. In fact, they are losing some, end quote. On September 29th, U.S. Special Envoy for Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, announced that Trump had authorized Ukraine to carry out long-range strikes on Russia. On October 2nd, reports emerged that Trump had signed an order authorizing the Pentagon and intelligence agencies to assist Ukraine with such strikes. For the first time, the Trump administration will help Ukraine with long-range attacks. The U.S. asked NATO allies to provide similar support to Ukraine. The possibility of supplying Ukraine with Tomahawk and Barracuda missiles is under consideration. In light of this news, it is assumed that Russia has rejected the conditions proposed by the U.S., for resolving the Ukrainian crisis. As is known, for many months prior to the meeting between the U.S. and Russian presidents in Alaska, Russia had insisted as a critical condition that Ukraine recognize Crimea and the territories occupied in western Ukraine as Russian. It appears that Russia, having learned from the bitter experience from the Minsk agreement, fully understands that another quote-unquote frozen conflict in exchange for concessions to the U.S. would be like being bitten again by the same snake. Back in 2015, Russia, believing U.S. promises to overlook its aggression against Ukraine, intervened in the Syrian conflict on behalf of the American agent Bashar al-Assad. This led to the prolongation of Assad's rule in Syria, as the U.S. had not yet found a suitable replacement for him. In 2022, when Russia realized that no one intended to recognize its control over annexed Crimea and occupying Donbass, it launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. By late 2024, the Assad regime had exhausted itself and was replaced by Turkey-backed Ahmed al-Sharr. Russia, realizing it had been used, was expelled from Syria. Since then, Russia understands that any truce or freezing of the conflict in Ukraine would be suicidal. This is why it insists so firmly that its control over Crimea and Donbass be recognized. As for the U.S. negotiation position on Ukraine, it extends beyond the current crisis. Essentially, the U.S. is using the conflict in Ukraine to compel Russia to cooperate in confronting China. Today, China is surrounded on three sides by U.S. allies, the most important of which are Japan, South Korea, India, and Pakistan, along with other regional states. A possible alliance between Russia and China would allow China to break out of the semi-encirclement and gain access to Russia's immense natural resources, providing a major boost to China's military and economic power. As for China's stance, it remains cautious. It is not ready to actively support Russia at the expense of the vast trade relations with the U.S. and EU. It is worth noting that the U.S. wants to keep the door slightly open. It does not seek a full resolution of the Ukrainian crisis, since a Russian dog down its own invasion would clearly be more pliable. A full settlement of the Ukrainian crisis in exchange for joint action against China would allow Russia, at any moment, to turn away from the West and embrace China. On the other hand, Russia's fresh wounds after its humiliating expulsion from Syria remind it that agreeing to another quote-unquote Minsk-style arrangement would be like stepping on the same rake twice. Thus, it is not surprising when Trump immediately after the talks stated, now it really depends on President Zelensky to finish the job, end quote. It is worth recalling that this is the same Trump who on February 28, 2025, scolded President Zelensky in the Oval Office, claiming that he had no real arguments and was entirely dependent on American arms supplies. Ukraine, for its part, predictably rejected Russia's conditions to recognize Crimea and Donbass as Russian. On September 15, 2025, Ukrainian Finance Minister Serhiy Marchenko essentially admitted that peace talks had failed, saying, quote, "We need to prepare the military and the people for another year of war. It will require more funds," end quote. On September 19th, Secretary of Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, Rustem Yumirov, the country's chief negotiator, stated, quote, "Ukraine is not currently negotiating with Russia to end the war," end quote. Just a few days later, beginning on September 23rd, President Trump radically changed his rhetoric towards Russia and its invasion of Ukraine. In conclusion, it would be noted that the Ukrainian crisis once again confirms that nations, their sovereignty, resources, lives, and blood remain hostages in the struggle among superpowers. Even those superpowers that present themselves as friends and defenders of oppressed nations are, in reality, the main instigators of conflicts and the chief beneficiaries of them. All the talk about right of nations to self-determination and independence, human rights, and concern for women, the elderly, and children is nothing more than smokescreen for their vile politics. This situation will persist until true divine governance is restored in the world, in the form of the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, following the prophetic method, whose true purpose will be the well-being of all humanity, not empty slogans. فَسَيُنْغِضُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَاهُ قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ قَرِيبًا. But they will shake their heads at you and say, when will it happen? Say, perhaps it will be very soon. Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 51. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Fazil Amzaev, head of the Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Ukraine. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.